This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let us continue in Mishmor Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Ches Sivte Zayin. Halon b'talisa b'layla. Let's say you sleep in your talis at night. Tzarech levarech ala b'boiker afim leib shata. You have to make a bracha on it in the morning, even though you didn't take it off. We'll have to see why. V'toiv l'mashnish v'b'shas bracha. It's a good thing, it's a good idea to move it around when you make the bracha. V'chein yasem yishaloivish talisa koidem shayar hayom. Likewise, if somebody dons the talis before daybreak, but he didn't make a bracha yet. So when daybreak comes, he has to make a bracha. You can make a bracha, but it's good to be yamashmesh. Now, why are you not required to be yamashmesh? And if you're not, why is it good to? So it says the Mishnah Berurah Tzarech Levarech. Dekai melon laila lav zman tzitzis v'have hefsek. We hold night is not a time of wearing tzitzis. It says reisa moisa, you don't see at night. But as we know, that's not pashut. Because when the Torah says you're putter belaila, does that mean you're putter during the time of night, or are you putter on a night garment? But on a day garment, you would be chayv at night. Some argue because a day garment is obligated even at night. What do you mean, Safik Brachas Lahakel? The Mechaber is saying, you need to make a bracha in the night, in the morning. So what kind of Safik Brachas Lahakel? We're saying you should wear the talis. Huh? What's he saying?
He's saying you don't make the bracha.
He's saying you don't?
Yeah.
But the Mechaber says you do.
That's right. Things are the Roshitas. So
the Mishnah Berurah is saying don't follow the Mechaber's opinion.
Yeah.
Oh. So the Mechaber is saying you sleep in your talis. You make a bracha. Why? Because Laila is a hefsek. The Mechaber is going l'shita, then the night you're putter and the day you're chayev. But there are other shita. Some shita say that a day garment you're chayev. So there was no hefsek. So in deference to those shitas, the Mishnah Berurah is saying not to follow the conclusion of the Mechaber. Okay, thank you. Umikol makoyim, nachon l'chavin liftar oisa b'talas gadol. The best thing to do is, here the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that you're sleeping in your talis katan. I mean, the Mechaber just says, halon b'talisa, but presumably the guy's not sleeping in his talis gadol with the atara, you know, and the bells and the whole thing. The guy's sleeping in a talis katan. So, therefore, you should be mechavin to pater with the talis gadol. Anyway, we're always mechavin to pater it. So it's another benefit of being mechavin to pater. Calls man shalob shata. This is all talking about if you didn't take it off him. Shata yadas, shalob should take. If you took it off without intent to put on right away, according to everyone, he has to make a bracha when he puts it on afterwards. Meaning you say, okay, that's great. Since anyway it's a suffix if I have to make a bracha, the Mechaber says I have to make a bracha, but there are shitas that a beged yoim is chayv in the night, so it's a great idea. I'll take it off and without having in mind to put on right away, and then I can make a bracha again. According to those who say that you're putter from making a bracha because a beged yoim is chayv in a laila, then you're for no reason causing yourself to make a bracha she'ena tzricha, even though you're doing it to fulfill a suffik over here. In other words, sometimes we do say then if you're in a situation of suffik, you could get out of it by going out of your way to be mechayev l'kulayama, l'mashal. If somebody's up all night, we say, oh, you know what you should do? Go to the bathroom. What are you going to do? I don't have to go right now. No, go. We're telling you to go. I don't want to go. I'll let you know if I have to. No. We say, go. Why isn't that a bracha shen tzricha? Maybe because it's reasonable that anyway, most people, you're not doing something unusual. But here, It's a charade, because why are you taking it off? You're wearing it right now. And you want to continue wearing it. So you're doing a charade. What does he say over here? Ah, the Dirshu asked the question. Somebody who washed Netil Siyadayim Shaloi B'Kavana, even though according to most Rishonim you're Yoytzei, but if you have Mayim, Roy, it's good to wash again. So what you do is be metami them to be mechayven brach lecha adeyos. And the Bir Alacha says if you have, you're muchruch to do it because of the suffake, it's not b'chal brach l'shen etzricha. But over here we don't say that. No, interesting. Interesting. In other words, let's spell out the question. Over here we're saying don't take it off to put it back again later, because you're really causing a bracha shein tzricha according to the shita that beged laila is pater, that belaila you're pater. And in other places we say it's not considered a bracha shein tzricha to be mechayv yourself l'chala hashitais. Okay, we'll think about it. Hayoshin b'yom shnas hatzarayim u'meisam av talis katan yeishdeus ben apazim zebuchal hesachadas. Ah, you sleep during the day and you take off the talis katan. There are different opinions among the poiskim. Is this a hesach hadas? Now, is there an amount of time? So we said before, it's like 2 to 3 hours when you take it off. But that's when you're up. But if you're sleeping, I mean, ein lecha hesach hadas. You go to sleep on your bed and you're, I mean, that's why you're going to sleep. Why do people go to sleep? To be meseach das from it. The rest is, the definition of sleep is, if you're thinking about it, you're not sleeping. So he brings, al kein me'anochin shal kapon mi'chasabai b'shas hashena. The right thing to do is cover yourself while you're sleeping. Shaloi b'shayachar kach, ein tzarech brach l'kulei alma. I don't know why that does anything. Why does that do anything? Are you yoytzei the mitzvah by wearing it? Because you're not meisir das, it becomes your cover. You're not meisir das from your cover. So the Dirshu says that according to the Shita of the Mordechai, that kisoy and halah is pater from tzitzis l'chayra, this eitzah doesn't help. That means at least the Dirshu is learning the way the eitzah works is because you're still being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis by covering yourself with it. It's not the pshat, oh, I'm not meisiach das because it's my cover. Really, I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah, but I'm also not being meisiach das because it's nearby. No, in other words, it doesn't help to put it under your head as a pillow. It's the pshat is, halah is a gedder, is part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of levishat tzitzis. It's interesting. He brings here from Rosh Hashanah Zalman that maybe anytime someone goes to sleep, they're chayv to wear tzitzis when you get up, even if you're wearing the tzitzis. Rosh Hashanah Zalman wants to mechadesh, because when you're sleeping, you're pater min ha-mitzvahs. And that means, and when you get up, you're chayiv in mitzvahs. So the act of sleeping alone should exempt you. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, since tzitzis that's on you, since the tzitzis is on you, and you're mechayiv in mitzvahs when you get up, so that's a svar to say you don't have to make another one. Really? Someone who's sleeping is pater min ha-mitzvahs? Really? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what about a guy who falls asleep during the Rav Drasha? Do you have to carry him out into the sukkah?
Depending on the style, I don't know. It's normal to sleep during the Drasha. It's like it's kain to duru.
So it's interesting. It's an interesting chumrah that somebody wants to take a nap. He doesn't want to wear a tzitzis. Not comfortable. At least cover yourself in it. Yaseh, Mem Gimel. Somebody who gets up before daybreak, I am betashed because of the high v'chein enim aduktik, the v'zeh tzach medina l'mashas bar k'shum avarach al atas. There, you are required medina to be y'mashmesh. Why? Because you're not doing anything by daybreak. You're not doing anything by daybreak. Well, if you're wearing it the whole night, it seems like there's a greater chiyuv to be yamashmish if you put it on koidim sheyar ayayim and then the day came, than if you're sleeping in it and you wake up. Again, if you're sleeping in it and you wake up, the reason to make a bracha is, of course, according to many, Laila is not as man tzitzis. According to some, on the other hand, a beged yoim was chayev. So if anything, I mean, I would have said the opposite, by the way. I would have said there's a greater reason to be yamashmish in the first case, because in the first case, many Rishonim say, you don't even make a bracha. So at the very least, be yamashmish. Many shittos hold that you're chayiv the whole time. Okay, Sif Yud Zayin. Niskas beveged shuchai betziz vahita betzitzis. You wore a tzitzis, you wore a dalit kanfes, you didn't put on tzitzis, you mevatel the mitzvah. The tzitzis choyves gavra l'inyin zeh. The tzitzis is the obligation on the person, shem neskas of a talis. If you cover yourself with a talis, oz chalal of hachiyuf, then the chiyuf devolves upon you, ayin, simin, yud, zayin. Okay, friends, we'll hold here, we'll begin tomorrow morning, sif tes. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.